chapter 5 to 6.
And when the times of chastisement come near, and punishment arises through the kings, who share their crimes, yet punish them, then they themselves will be divided as to the truth. Consequently, the word has come to pass. They will turn aside from righteousness and approach iniquity, and they will pollute the house of their worship with the customs of the nations, and they will go a-whoring after foreign gods. For they will not follow the truth of God, but some of them will pollute the high altar with the very offerings which they place before the Lord. They are not priests, but slaves. Yes, sons of slaves. For in those times, those who are the leaders, their teachers, will become admirers of avaricious persons and accept gifts, and they will pervert righteousness by accepting bribes. Therefore, their city and the full extent of their dwelling places will be filled with crimes and iniquities. They will have judges in their midst, who will act with impiety toward the Lord and will judge as each one pleases. Then powerful kings will rise over them, and they will be called priests of the Most High God. They will perform great impiety in the Holy of Holies. And an insolent king, who will not be of a priestly family, will succeed them. He will be a man rash and perverse, and he will judge them as they deserve. And he will shatter their leaders with the sword, and shall do this to each one in secret places, so that no one will know where their bodies are. He will kill both the old and the young, and shall show mercy to no one. Then the fear of him will be bitter to them in their land. And for 34 years he will execute judgments upon them as the Egyptians had done, and he will punish them. And he will beget children who will reign after him for shorter periods of time. After his death, a powerful king of the west will come into their land, and he will subdue them. And he will take away captives, and he will burn a part of their temple with fire. He will crucify some of them around their colony.